That's a question.
I thought we were much better today in how we played. I thought we played the game the right way today. We managed the puck much better. We got some pucks down low in the offensive zone. We spread the rink a little bit better, and I thought defensively our gaps were pretty good too. And if we made a mistake, Adam was there to clean it up. So I like the way we played today. I think we played the right way. You know, obviously we had couple goals coming in the weekend. First, win the tournament, but second is to play some different guys. And it was nice to see some three new guys in the lineup. We moved the lines around to give us a little bit better balance, but I'm not sure how much that mattered as much as just the pace of our play, which was much better today.
Question?
Hudson, with the way that Kasdorf was playing, did you feel like that you guys had to get some traffic in front of him to generate some opportunity?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he was going post to post really well. I know a couple times, you know, there were shots off the yellow coming back off. I was trying to jam him. He was really, really good on his post and really good closing both sides. And so, yeah, I think we had to get some traffic in front to make sure, you know, kind of some deception going. And obviously, we had some success with that.
Coach, can you talk about how you thought Mike Riley played today?
Well, Mike was better today. I thought, like our whole team. I mean, Mike's ability to handle the game from the back end with his ability to make plays with the puck. He's got that low panic point with it, and he can control a lot. And he plays without a lot of fear, and we give him a lot of rope to, you know, play a lot on instinct, which he does. And when he's plays that way, that's when he's at his best. And I thought Friday, like the rest of our guys, at times we try to do too much individually, and I thought tonight he, like the rest of our team, was more we played more as a group of five than as an individual.
And there weren't a lot of rebounds or second chances around your net tonight. I mean, it seemed like defense was really limiting to the outside, and you were clearing pucks away. More comfortable than the other night in some of those?
Yeah, definitely. We did a good job of boxing out. When I think about the plays that happened and when I was able to get the puck and cover it, there wasn't anyone in my face. I did a really good job at boxing them out, especially after the whistle, not letting them get close to me, which, sometimes that caused a little discomfort for a goalie. But I thought we did really good. Our structure in front of the net was second to none tonight.
Don, was this the kind of game that you can take, if you take the film of this game,
we'll get some good clips out of it. I thought our gaps with our defense, we're trying to be more aggressive with our defensemen on lines, whether it's the offensive blue line, red line, our own blue line. And we have to make sure that our forwards are doing a good job of reloading and covering for them. And we showed some things on videotape where, I mean, we're requiring our first forward back to really help out our D, especially if they're standing up. And I think we're going to be able to get some good clips from the game today about doing it the right way, and we want to play that way. We want to, you know, play that tight gap, and I thought to go along with that, our counters were much quicker and much more of a north-south game, so we could keep pressure on the opposition tonight, and we didn't do that on Friday.
On the net fronts, where the presence was in your attacking end, you guys were right there, even among some bigger bodies, and in your end, there wasn't a lot of traffic around Adam. That had to be nice to see.
Well, we know, I mean, he's an elite goaltender. He's big. I watched the game on Friday, and the goals he gave up were a rebound and a deflection on Friday, and even today we had two deflections, and, you know, it was a nice quick shot by Connor. Got him moving side to side and caught him five hole, but you were going to have to work to beat him, and they got some big defensemen in front. They're going to clear things up, so it's like anything at this level. I mean, you have to have net traffic if you're going to score goals. I mean, you're not going to beat a goalie, especially a good goalie, clean from 30 feet out very often anymore. So you got to be in a position to get some second shot opportunities. But we played the game much more below the goal line. We didn't play the game below the goal line at all on Friday.
Hudson, you guys play a very up-tempo attacking game. Can you talk about that strategy, especially? I'm sure you saw tape or heard or saw the game that RPI played on Friday,
Yeah. Which
they were very stingy in their defense, so you knew you had to come on strong today.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, playing with Raul and playing with Connor and playing with Sam Warning yesterday, I mean, we got a lot of guys with a lot of speed on our team, and we knew that was going to be an advantage coming into this game. Especially, I think the speed on our DN was big because they had a lot of chip outs and they were, you know, a lot of race the pucks and coming back. I think our speed on the back end was really big for us to be able to beat them and then just turn right back up as they're, you know, kind of trying to go for a jailbreak, and we can get some odd man rushes going back the other way.
Coach,
for any of you guys winning a championship on the first weekend? I mean, you've done it before, obviously, 2 years in a row. What does it do when you've got the next week off? But how does it move you forward?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's fun to be back, you know, be back here at Notre Dame. It's really, you know, good facility here. It's really, you know, fun to play here and, you know, start over and, you know, it's a new year and be able to start on the same foot as we did last year is, you know, really exciting.
Did you guys go to the football game?
Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
That was awesome. It was, you could tell there was a lot of tradition in there. So we got the flowers right behind the benches and no,
spoken like a former option quarterback.
Right. Yeah. Well, wish I had some replays on there though.
Yeah, no.
Well, you guys did all right up at your place yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a good win for
good
win
for football for sure.
It's, you know, that's part of the weekend. I'm not sure when this was originally scheduled. I know moving to the ACC, they had to switch their football schedule around, and maybe it worked out well to have the off day, and our guys get a chance to go to the football game, and you know, it's part of the college experience. I don't know a lot of these guys whether they'll ever have another opportunity, but it was fun for the guys.
How many games did you get to? Did you get to a lot when you were here?
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
We started later. We didn't start playing until the end of October, so the games were all at 1 o'clock. So.
It's true.
It wasn't quite the tailgating that goes on before, like back then, I can tell you that.
Anything else for the coaches and players? Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it.